Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What's happening, Z and Sia?
What up?
How are we this fine Monday afternoon?
We're very cold.
You're cold?
Yeah. Very cold.
It's cold.
And the aircon.
I know, I turned the aircon off first. So, you know.
Thank you.
It's about to get a lot colder in here. We've got talk about these South African celebrities of ours who are out of hands sometimes. It seems like they've had a sort of okay-ish week, though, this past week.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was, you know, things here and there, but...
Nothing too crazy,
nothing
huh?
Nothing too crazy.
Nothing too spicy. Mm. Let's check on the fundamentals. Is Casper okay?
Casper is doing okay. This week he's having another party about his cell phone, so he's good. Okay. Life is good.
Oh, and his new house. He's building his new house.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, things are good with him. Yeah.
Mm. Let's check. Are Bonang and AKA still together?
Yes.
Oh, they're very much still together. They even said they love each other, so...
Where did they say that? I didn't see that.
On Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. And we're like, oh, that's nice.
Okay. How's Boiti?
She's quiet.
She's quiet. I'm sure she's, you know, living it up in her mansion. Mm. She was watching Date My Family and OPW like the rest of us last night. She loves both shows, so she's also good.
Pearl, everything okay with Pearl Tusi?
Pearl had a great birthday. No.
Her friends and her bae.
Yeah.
It's Robert Marawa, right?
Yes, okay. Robert Marawa, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've got that all out the way,
aren't you? What I'm going to ask about
Euphonic?
Shit. Yeah, what about
Euphonic? Euphonic is good. He's up to business, right?
Yeah, he's up to business. Yeah. No, getting there, being a billionaire.
Nice.
We're still recovering from him saying "fuck you" to us, but it's okay.
Oh, when did he do that?
That week when he's like hashtag nonke. And he's like,
oh, yes, okay. He didn't personally say that to Zaleb.
No.
Well, he did. He said that to everyone, so that includes Zalebs, right?
All right, so there is still some news in the world of celebrity. This is a terrible story about Mshoza.
Yeah, man, I didn't know this, but Mshoza was involved in an abusive relationship in her past. She had this really open interview with Drum, and she was just speaking about how this guy, her ex-boyfriend, she didn't mention the name, used to drag her to the bedroom, and she'd find herself like scraping her nails to the like ceramic tiles just to, you know, trying to hold on to something, and the guy was pulling her, and, you know, there's a point where she thought her nose broke because he had like punched her really hard. So it's like, okay, you know, these people also go through a rough patch. It reminds me of me and Sia was speaking about, is it Carol?
Carol Chabalala and Carol Ofori also. And I think there was another celebrity. Oh, LaToya McKenna, sorry.
Yeah, they
also spoken like openly about their abusive relationships. Mm. So, I mean, yeah, it's
kind of, because, you know, okay, so celebrities are human beings like us, but sometimes we think they're, you know, like a little bigger. So it was kind of, I didn't think Mshoza was ever going to be involved in an abusive relationship. It seems like, you know, she's lived a very good, nice life.
Outside of the skin stuff.
Yeah, outside of the skin stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, shifting gears. Obviously, we know that the Cannes Film Fest, is going on in the south of France right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize we had some South Africans over there. Who's living it up?
Nomza Mbata Mdu, who's on Rhythm City.
Rhythm City on E.
Lufuno, is it Lufuno?
Yeah.
The girl who's on Ayanda, the movie. And just a couple of other celebrities.
Florence Masebe?
Yes.
I guess, you know, the racist comment on the set, you know, that this was her best way to kind of like relieve her from the stress that happened.
Yeah, let's just take everyone through that. She's obviously a star of Greed and Desire.
No, Ring of Lies.
Ring of Lies. Yes.
So on Zanzi Magic.
I get my telenovelas wrong.
No, but there's so many new shows on Zanzi Magic. Yeah.
So that's produced by Penguin Films, and there was a racial incident on set, right?
Yes. So one of the crew members told the director, who was black, so like, you know, I'm not going to listen to you because, you know, I'm white and you're black. It was something like that. And then everyone on set was like, whoa, did that just happen? So Florence and other cast members started tweeting about it. There was Mzansi Magic revealed that there was, you know, an investigation underway. And we also recently found out that the person who had the racist remarks resigned.
Okay.
So, okay,
still with Mzansi Magic. They're not bringing back the only show they should bring back.
Is that really?
Well, I mean, in terms of ratings, Big Brother Mzansi just annihilates.
Yeah.
I
mean, we'll be the first to say, I have never seen people as dedicated. I mean, we've had AKA on this show. We've had Casper on this show. We had Zintle last week on this show. But let me tell you, no one wants to hear an interview more than the Big Brother fans with the Big Brother contestants.
Oh, that's very true.
That is so true.
Like, there are levels.
They watch it religiously. I know, like, they follow it from the morning because it's like, it goes on and on and on. Just watching people in the house. But I'm actually glad that it's...
Like, why is it not coming back?
Well, we spoke to one of the publicists, Tandia Mqaba, and because we realized there was no auditions, nothing. It was just quiet and no one was saying anything. And then she was like, no, we are canning it, Big Brother Mzazi and Big Brother Africa. And then we asked her why. And then she kind of like alluded, she didn't want to say exactly why they had canned it. She's like, no. Emanates will send out a statement soon. So we pushed more to know why and they didn't reveal. And we just had a discussion with us. I was like, you know, last year, they didn't have the best of times because there was a sexual assault that was revealed.
I think it's that.
There was too much drama.
There was just too much drama.
Even with Ace, I'm sorry, the winners, Ace and Dombey, the whole drug thing that was in the papers. So I think they just don't need the drama, maybe. Yeah.
I also thought of it as also the like budget-wise. I'm sure that
costs
was
a lot of money
some,
to put it together. Look, I think that if they're going to do Big Brother, they have to do Africa and Mzansi because they use the same house.
Mm. Yeah, they just do it as one thing.
And it costs a lot less because they're doubling up. But certainly those incidents last year, we assumed would affect it. It's a huge ratings puller that though. Mm. Where are Ace and Ntombi now?
Yeah, we've been trying to check them down. They've been very quiet.
Did you check the local police station?
One police station where they were arrested, and then we wanted to know what's going on, and they're like, sorry. No,
they're just very quiet.
They're very quiet.
And K2 and Blue?
Oh, they're living the life.
Yeah,
they're having a good time.
And then there was Mbalinkosi is doing very well as well. Oh, Chelsea Humphrey.
I mean, Lexi and what's the other guy's name? Mandla, they're also doing well. The previous
2014.
Do Aiden and Tombi still have their reality show on Mzansi?
No. Mandla and Lexi, it only like one season.
And that was it.
I don't think it's going to be another season.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I thought it's... Oh, no, that's Orange is the New Black.
What?
A prison show. It could have been for Aiden and Tombi. I just... Sorry. That's on Mnet though. That's 101.
Okay.
I feel bad. Listen, they're such rock stars. It was so shitty when that happened.
Because
they're so cool. I really dig them.
It was such a shock.
It was such a shock because they're also like sort of like the people's champ. People love them. They're like, you know, people's champ. And for them, when that happened, it was sort of like, huh?
Nah, fam.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the latest celebrity news. Anything else?
What else?
They're so boring.
Yes. They're so...
I think Euphonic must start tweeting again. It's been very...
There are other deep stories, but we...
But I mean, I was saying to Z this, like, when we were coming here, that these celebrities only open up to you guys.
Yeah.
On Cliff Central.
Hey.
It's not fair, you know? Like, I was listening to that DJ Zintler interview, and I was like, oh my God, why?
Oh my gosh.
You know,
she
it's
would
like...
Not, but y'all still haven't gotten Bonang yet.
It's because they know. It ain't coffee in that coffee machine.
You guys have that Oprah effect
it's
on
that
people.
Truth serum.
It's that truth serum.
All right. It is thelebs.com for all the latest celebrity news and at celebs on social media. Thank you so much for stopping by, Z and Sia.
Thank you.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleeper, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleep Out on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleep Out on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
The Jersey Urban Trail and Obstacle Run is back on the 28th of May. Challenge your friends. Challenge your family. Enter the 12 or 18 kilometer adventure or 6 kilometer fun run. Whether you want the scenic route or the adventurous route, the choice is yours. With nothing stopping you, it's go time. The Hollard Jura, brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Enter at jerseyadventure.co.za. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.